أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن all these things. And if you don't remember, what will you do then? You will be singing. What will you be singing? Hawa mein udta jaye mera fail aur mera file. Ho ji. All these will fly over you. Huh? The file will fly, the fail will fly. Okay, ready? Hawa mein udta jaye mera fail aur mera file. Ho ji. Idhar udhar lehraye mera mudaf mudafilehi. Idhar udhar lehraye mera mudaf aur mudafilehi. Ho ji. This you will be singing then. But we don't want you to sing this, brother. Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbishrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilman ajma'in inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Harf chair? MashaAllah. Harf chair? Ism majrur. Inshallah. We'll remember. So, brothers and sisters, we are doing lesson number 19. Adasu Tasiya Ashara. Now, in this lesson, Dr. Sahib, Dr. Abdurrahim, will introduce to us the numbers for the first time. But they will come in groups. In this lesson, we are only learning up to 10. Okay. And then in book 2, in the beginning, we will learn from 11 to 19. And then at the end of book 2, we have lesson number 24, I believe, in which all the numbers are given. But because numbers are something that one has to use it all the time to get familiar with it, you know. So if you do not get it right away, don't worry. Just don't worry. It will come to you slowly, slowly. You know, we are here from different countries. This is very funny. We are here from different countries. We speak so many languages. Even I can speak Gujarati, Kachi, and Urdu little, you know, and English, of course, we all went to school. So sometimes I can speak to someone in Gujarati, and especially people from South Africa, they can speak both Gujarati and Kachi, and even from East Africa, they can speak those two languages because they went from India, from these provinces, to settle in Africa. So I have this brother, a very wonderful brother. He speaks to me in Gujarati. But when I count in Gujarati, he said, don't count, because I don't understand numbers in Gujarati. No, he speaks Gujarati, but when it comes to numbers, he's totally lost. So then, you know, I then start counting in English. So I was, you know, thinking about this. I said, he can speak the language, but he cannot count in the language. That's very strange, you know. But I guess it's the practice. If we don't have enough practice, sometimes we don't understand the counting. So here also, brothers and sisters, we are learning the counting. Inshallah, you will understand. But if you sometimes are slow in understanding this concept, it shouldn't worry you. By reading more often, whole thing will inshallah come to you. And if you happen to go to Middle East, brothers and sisters, and if you hear it around you, you'll pick it up very fast, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I have divided the numbers in these groups, you know, for us to understand. Group number one is 1 and 2. I have put them in a separate group because the numbers behave differently in 1 and 2. Then 3 to 10, this is another group. And then 11 to 19, which we will study in book 2, in the early part of book 2. And then from 20 to 99, that's another group. And then from 100 and up, that is a separate group. So there are minor changes taking place when we start counting from 3 to 10, from 11 to 19, from 20 to 99, there are some changes taking place from 100 and up. And we will note them, we will observe them, inshallah. What about 1 and 2? Brother, these two numbers are always adjectives. They are not. Always not. That is why I wrote them in red. Kalamun wahidun. One pen. So here, kalamun is man'ut and wahidun is not. The same way, kalamani ifnani. Two pens. But remember, brothers and sisters, ifnani, that Hamza is Hamzatul Wasal. We have to remember that. So you will say, kalamanifnani, kalamanifnani. But for emphasis, sometimes we say kalamani, then you pause and you say ifnani. It's okay, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you will only say kalamani, and that gives you the idea of two. But in order to emphasize more, then we say ifnani. But if you did not use ifnani, still the kalamani conveys the idea that it is two. Okay, brother? And then we come to number 3 to 10. This is the main part of our study. Because here, the numbers undergo major change, brother and sister. In English also, you'll say 3 pens, 4 books, 5 chairs. You are using plural. Remember, 3 pens, 4 books. Still, the books and pens and chairs and students, we are using them as a plural. Same thing comes here, okay? But if you see the construction of the sentence, if you see it, okay, we observe that this construction looks very familiar. This construction looks like it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And that is correct. The construction is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Because I can see kasra, which means mudaf ilayhi is majroor, and it is majroor. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor, and it is majroor. And we have here salasatu. Are you with me? Salasatu. There is no al. There is no tanween, because mudaf does not have al and tanween. Okay? And then we have single dhamma. Now this single dhamma can be single fatah, and it can be single kasra, depending on the use of the noun in the sentence. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, salasatu kutubin. What do you say, salasatu kutubin? Literally, if I translate, three of books. See, I am using of just to emphasize mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Then I say, four of pens. Four of pens. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. And I say, five of students. But we don't use of, we say three books, four pens, five students. But the construction is of mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Sahi? Now, what would you call this? The mudaf is called al-adadu. Because it is the number. Okay, and then what is the mudaf ilayhi? It's a noun. And what is this called? Ma'dud. Are you with me? Ma'dud. It is called Ma'dud. Ma'dud. It is called Ma'dud. Means things counted. Okay? And even if you say three books, three is the number, and books is the noun which is being counted. Three books is this thing which is being counted. If I say four pens, the pens is what we are counting. You know, thing which is being counted. Okay. So we will remember this part. Adad and Ma'dud. Adad is number. Ma'dud is the thing counted. Because this will help us later on in understanding a little bit deeper, inshallah. So this is it, brother. Okay. From 3 to 10, it is in the construction of mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. The number is mudaf, and the thing counted is mudaf ilayhi. But thing counted comes in plural. It comes in plural. As you can see, kutubin, aklamin, tulabin, these are all plurals. Now, very important thing to note is that when the thing counted is muzakkar, the number gets ta marbuta, becomes feminine. Are you with me? Do you see? When the thing counted is muzakkar, then the number got ta marbuta. It became munnas. So this is what we have to keep it in mind. Whenever the thing counted will be muzakkar, the number will change into munnas. And it will be vice versa. If the thing counted is muannas, the number will become muzakkar. Just to give you an example that is coming in the next lesson. We say khamsatu tullabin. Now I want to count female students. So what is the plural of female students? Talibatun. What is it? Talibatun. But I will make it mudaf ilayhi. It will become talibatin. Mudaf ilayhi. Okay? So I will write down here. Khamsu talibatin. Here I had khamsatu. And here khamsu. Why? Because the ma'dud is mu'annas. So the number will become muzakkar. Are you with me? In the beginning, it may seem like a little complicated, but we get used to it, inshallah. Are you with me, Sister Salma? So, see, again, I admire Dr. Abdurrahim, because in this lesson, it's only muzakkar. If the both were mixed together, brother, then the lesson can become very difficult to absorb. So, like lesson number 19 is all muzakkar. Lesson number 20, muannas will come. So inshallah we will get a good practice. And inshallah brother, on Thursday we will finish book one. We'll finish. And next Monday we will start book two, inshallah. Okay? Now, in order to count 1 to 10, we have these numbers to bear in mind. And as you can see, the numbers are in oneness, especially from 3 to 10. Well, why are in oneness? Because we are assuming the thing counted is muzakkar. What is it? We are assuming the thing which are going to count is muzakkar. So that is why it is muannas. And because there is no mudaf ilayhi, so we bring tanween. Had it been mudaf ilayhi, there would not be any tanween. But now it comes as a number only on its own, so we can give tanween. So that is why you have salasatun. But in pronunciation we will say salasa. Salasa, arba'a. Okay? So let us count three times this, brothers and sisters. Ready? Wahid, you will say wahid. Isnani. Salasa. Arba'a. Khamsa. Sitta. Sab'a. Samaniya. Tis'a. Ashara. Now together, inshallah, we'll say. We will practice for the next 2-3 days. We'll keep this on the side, and just like our normal drill, we will practice this. Ready, brothers and sisters? Wahid, Ithnani, Thalasa, Arba'a, Khamsa, Sitta, Saba'a, Thamaniya, Tisa, Ashara. Okay? One more time. Wahid, اثنان ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Got the idea, brother and sister? Inshallah. Okay. Now, if I were to count from 3 to 10 only books, how will I do, brother and sister? Let's count. Thalathatu kutubin, arba'atu kutubin, khamsatu kutubin, sittatu kutubin, sab'atu kutubin, thamaniyatu kutubin, tis'atu kutubin, asharatu kutubin. Got the idea? Let's count pens now. Let's start from number one, brothers and sisters. Ready? Kalamun wahidun, kalamani ithnani, salasatu aklamin, arba'atu aklamin, khamsatu aklamin, sittatu aklamin, sab'atu aklamin, thamaniyatu aklamin, tis'atu aklamin, asharatu aklamin. Now we count students, but from one. Talibun wahidun. Talibani ithnani. Thalathatu tullabin. Arba'atu tullabin. خمسة طلاب ستة طلاب سبعة طلاب ثمانية طلاب تسعة طلاب عشرة طلاب. Got the idea? Inshallah? Okay, very good brothers and sisters. Now we go to our main lesson. المدير كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ. What is طالبا؟ تميز. ما شاء الله. We remember. Huh? Always singular. منصوب. Indefinite. That is our تميز. What is جديدا؟ Not. So how will you translate this? How many new students in your class, O Sheikh? O Sheikh, how many students are there in your class? We will say how many students are there in your class. Okay? What is the answer? Fihi. Huh? Fihi. What is Fihi, brothers and sisters? Jar majrur. So Shibu Jumla came in the beginning as a khabar. Okay, brother, I got my khabar, then where is the Mubtada? Asharatu only. Huh? Asharatu is your mubtada, wahua mudaf, and then tullabin mudafilehi. And do you see jududin? It matches tullabin in number and in gender and in construction of indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So jududin is the naat. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Mudir says, من أينهم؟ من أينهم؟ Where are they from؟ أكلهم من بلد واحد. If I remove brothers and sisters from there, then the sentence is كلهم من بلد واحد. So what is كلُ؟ كل مبتدا وهو مضاف. And whom? مضاف إليه. كلُ will most of the time come as a مضاف. Remember, الله على كل شيء. كل شيء. Okay, قدير. Okay. So كلُهم is your كلُ is your مبتدا وهو مضاف. And whom مضاف إليه. من هرجر بلدن اسم مجرور. چار مجرور شبو جملہ خبر. And what is واحدن نعت. See? Huh? بلدن واحدن بلدن واحدن. نعت has to follow the manut. Okay? MashaAllah. لا هم من بلادن مختلفتن. Brothers and sisters, what is whom? مبتدأ. And where is our خبر? من بلادن. جار مجرور شبو جملہ خبر. دن مختلفتن. See? نعت منوط. من هم. Now brothers and sisters, this is your جار مجرور شبو جملہ خبر. من هم. ثلاثة is your مبتدا. Are you with me? ثلاثة طلاب. So look at now the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim's explanation. He will bring all these numbers in front of us. ثلاثة طلاب. So he is making us count now. Three students, Milas, Philippine, from Philippine. وأربعة طلابين. See? ثلاثة طلابين. Now, أربعة طلابين. من الياباني. Are you with me? وطالباني. No, he did not say طالباني اثناني. Because طالباني conveys the meaning of two, so it is not necessary to use اثناني. And if you use اثناني, then it is for emphasis. But it is coming as an art then. وَطَالِبَانِ مِنَ السِّينِ And two students from China. وَطَالِبٌ وَاحِدٌ Not Manut. طَالِبٌ وَاحِدٌ مِنْ مَلِيزِيَا Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. أَفِي فَصْلِكَ طُلَّابٌ مِنْ أَمْرِكَ Are there in your classroom students from America? نعم فيه جار مجرور شبه جملة خبر سبعة مبتدا مضاف and then طلاب مضاف إليه من أمريكا of course جار مجرور so سبعة طلاب من أمريكا there are 9 students from America. أهم جدودون are they new لا هم قداما so قداما is a plural of قديمون قديمون plural is قداما okay ما شاء الله كم طالبا طالبا brother and sister تميز because I'm going to repeat this and you'll inshallah become expert كم طالبا فيه in the classroom من Uruba, Uruba, in, from Europe. Fihi, khamsatu tullabin min Inkaltarra, from England, wa thamaniyatu tullabin. Now you see, fihi came, brothers and sisters. So where is our mubtada? Khamsatu. Wa huwa mudaf, and then mudafilin. Then ataf came. So what is samaniyatu? Mautufun ala khamsatu. So everything will be mautufun ala khamsatu. Wa ataf came sittatu mautufun ala khamsa. Tullabin, okay, min Faransa. Wa tis'atu tullabin min Yugoslavia. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Al-Mudir. Shukran. Ya Shaykhu, Shukran. What is Shukran, brother and sister? It is Mansub. Why it is Mansub? Because it is Mafa'ulun Mutlaqun. Mafa'ulun Mutlaqun. I am only writing, not explaining you. Every time Mafa'ulun Mutlaq will come, I will write. So that you know there is something called Mafa'ulun Mutlaq. What is it? We will study, inshallah. Just write it down, brother. I have observed, brothers and sisters, that many students, you know, can identify it is mafulun mutlaq. The only thing is that why, how, we don't know yet, but we will study. So if you say jayidan, aidan, jayidan can be not, but aidan, aidan, you say all the time aidan, also, this is also mafulun mutlaq. Jayidan can come as a not. Okay, and also there is something else, brothers and sisters. If you say shukran, your answer is afwan. So afwan is also mafulun mutlaq. Then we will study. What is the English of mafulun mutlaq? Absolute. Object. Absolute object. We are not studying it. Just, I want you to make a note of it so that later on, inshallah, when we come to study it, it will become easy, inshallah. So, you got the idea, brothers and sisters?
Now we come to next page, 106. Ikra waktu. Now this we understood, brother. Salasatu, what is salasatu? Al-adadu. It is the number. And it is mudaf. And what is tulabin? Al-ma'dud. The thing counted. And it is jama. And it is mudaf ilayhi. And it is plural. Then, if the ma'dud is mudakkar, the adad becomes mu'annas. We have to remember. Ready? Salasatu tulabin. أربعة طلاب خمسة طلاب ستة طلاب سبعة طلاب ثمانية طلاب تسعة طلاب عشرة طلاب ما شاء الله. Now brothers and sisters, we read اقرأ واكتب. If you have old book, there are no vowel signs. If you have new books, the vowel signs are there. Okay, but new books are meant for school children because they have so much to study, English, history, science, math and everything. So this time the books were specially formulated for them with vowel signs and pictures and everything. If you are comfortable with that new book, you can use the new book too, brothers and sisters. Ikra waktu. What is the first word, brother? Hindi. What is Hindi? Zarf and mudaf ilayh. So it cannot be mubtada. I don't see any verb. So it is jumla ismiya. Okay. So where is our mubtada? Khamsa tu. Khamsa and then kutubin wa thalathatu akhla min. Got the idea? How will you translate? I have five books and three pens. Okay? So khamsatu is your mubtada wa huwa mudaf and kutubin mudaf ilayhi and then ataf came and what is thalathatu? Ma'tufun ala khamsatu. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Now here again, brother, you should be ready. Khabar, in our simplest way, we said, comes in five kinds. What is the first kind? It is mufrad. One word. When it is one word, it is always marfu. Then it can come as a jar majrur shibu jumla. Then it can come as a zarf plus mudaf ilayhi. When you say zarf, it is a shibu jumla again. Zarf is a shibu jumla. And then we can say it can come as a jumla failure. It can come as a jumla failure. Muhammadun zahaba ilal masjid. Aminatu zahabat ilal masjid. Are you with me? So then, Muhammad will become our mubtada and zahaba ilal masjid, jumla failure came as a khabar. No, I'm not writing on board because we have done it so many times. So then, jumla failure will have fi'l and fa'il, but the whole jumla will come as a khabar. And then we studied that a whole jumla ismiya can also come as a khabar. So this is something most of the students always found little difficult to digest. But we will try and inshallah simplify it even further. So here is a sentence, brother. Khalidun. Are you with me? Put a line after it. And forget it. Forget it now. There is no such thing as Khalidun. Forget it. Okay. Now what is the sentence? Lahu sittatu abna'in. So what is lahu? Jar majrur shibbu jumla khabar. Okay. So where is mubtada? Sittatu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then abna'in. Abna in. Tanween proper. That is your mudaf ilayhi. So what is the sentence this saying? Lahu sittatu abna'in. How will you translate Sister Salma? Lahu has six children. Got the idea? Is it a complete sentence? Now let us call back Khalid. Bring the Khalid back. So what are we saying? Khalid, Mubtada. What is the news? He has six children. So he has six children is a complete sentence, came as a khabar for Khalid. Got the idea? Is it clear, brothers and sisters? This is the most simple way of, you know, understanding and explaining. So whenever Jumla Ismiya will come as a khabar, brothers and sisters, I will ask you to circle it with pencil. The whole Jumla, you should circle it with pencil. And Khalid, leave him alone with a line, separate him. So you see Khalid, Mubtada, leave it aside. Okay, now we have a Jumla. What is that Jumla? Lahu sittatu abna'in. Here is Mubtada and Khabar in the sentence. Sahih? Now, this sentence is connected to something. And that is Khalid. And that is our Mubtada. So this sentence now is our Jumla Ismiya coming as a Khabar. Is it clear, inshallah? It will become... Whenever there are sentences, we will point it out, inshallah. And then we are going to bring sentences from Quran to show you, inshallah. Kam ahan laka ya amina. Now remember, if you are asked laka, your answer will be li. Indaka, your answer will be indi. This is also easy, inshallah. Kam ahan laka ya amina. What is your answer? Li. What is li? Jar, majrur, shibbu, jumla, khabar. Where is our mubtada? Arba'atu. Wahuwa, mudaf. And ikhwa, tin. Tin. Dun, dan, din, tin. Which is majrur. Okay. Mudaf, ilayhi. Fil usbu'i, in the week. So what is fi? Harf shart, usbu'i, ism majrur, so it is jar majrur, shubu jumla, khabar, fil usbu'i, sab'atu ayyamin, sab'atu ayyamin. There are 7 days. Sab'atu is your mubtada wa huwa mudaf, and ayyamin is your mudaf ilayhi. Very good, brother. Kam riyalan indaka al-ana ya ammar. How many riyals do you have now? What is the answer? Indi. So what is indi? Inda is your zarf. And then ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? See, indi is zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. Indi, zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. Okay? And then, do not say mudaf. When the zarf is there, please don't say mudaf. But the noun which is following zarf is mudaf ilayhi. Sahih? What is al-ana badasan? What is al-ana? Also zarf. Zarfu zaman. Advert of time. What was in the advert of place? Makan. Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Indi al-ana samaniyatu riyalatin. 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 Okay. So, here, yes, brother.
Maybe
zarf
al-ana.
Yes. No, there are certain zarf like al-ana and amsi and huna, hunaka, they will not have mudafili.
Okay.
If there is a mudafili, then only, We'll say mudaf ilayhi after zarf. Not a general rule, brother. But most of the time you'll see. Okay, brother? We go to the next sentence. Fi hadha al-hayyi. Fi hadha al-hayyi. Hayyi is your neighborhood. Okay. Or suburb. What is fi? Hadha. Hadha ism majrur. Ism ishara. Ism majrur. It is ism majrur. Hadha here is majrur because of fi. We know hadha is mabni, doesn't have different vowel signs. But when fi came, now hadha is majrur. Why? Fi came. Harf jar, ism majrur. Okay. And then what is al-hayyi? Badal. Al-badal, al-hayyi. Very good. Where is our... No, this is... Fi hadha is jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. And what is this atuz, Sister Hafsa? Mubtada. It is, what is it? Mubtada. Wa huwa mudaf. And then, buyutin mudaf ilayhi. And then what is jadidatin? Naat. Why jadidatin, brother? Buyut is a jama and jadidatin is singular. Why? And it is muannas. What is happening here? Kullu jama muannas. We treat all those plurals which are most of the time of things and which are most of the time broken. Broken plurals, they are treated as a singular feminine. That is why the naat came as a jadidatin. In other words, we considered buyutin as a plural. It is plural, but we considered it as a muannas singular. Are you with me? You didn't get it? What is buyutin? Plural. Okay. But then, this is a plural of ghair akil. And also, it is broken. Okay. So, what do we do in Arabic? We consider that plural to be a singular muannas. What do we consider? What is our magic sentence? Kullu jama'in muannas. All jama'as are muannas. So, if that buyutin we treat it as muannas, so the naat has to be muannas. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Did you get it? Inshallah. We will repeat and watch for it. When you see a plural and then followed by a naat, which is singular and it is muannas, we watch for it to understand the treatment of the plurals in Arabic language, brothers and sisters.